Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Mauer going into the Hall of Fame tomorrow. His induction speech, a lot of ceremonies today. The big parade in Cooperstown of the Hall of Fame inductees is today, and it's getting underway very shortly in Cooperstown. And you look at Joe Mauer, along with Adrian Beltre and Todd Helton. And then, of course, Jim Leland, longtime Major League manager, will be inducted into the Hall of Fame tomorrow. And it's fun to look back at Joe's great career. And for us here in the Twin Cities, and if you follow high school sports at all, you remember Joe Mauer as an outstanding quarterback at Creighton-Durham Hall, an outstanding basketball player for the Raiders, and then, of course, one of the all-time great high school baseball players. And, of course, instead of following that football scholarship to Florida State or having a chance to play D1 basketball, decided to pursue the baseball career, was drafted by the Twins, and the rest is history. And as I mentioned with Shaletta earlier in the day, for Joe to get drafted by the Twins, break into the major leagues in 04, and spend his entire career in a Twins uniform, 15 seasons in all, is pretty extraordinary. And I think it's fair to say that in this way, Joe Mauer and Kirby Puckett are similar in this respect. Kirby, the late, great Kirby Puckett, a Hall of Famer. Joe Mauer will officially become a Hall of Famer tomorrow in Cooperstown. Kirby's career cut short by injury. Joe Mauer's career hampered by injuries. And I think for Kirby, he was on a trajectory to reach those milestones that guarantee enshrinement in Cooperstown, 3,000 career hits and other statistics. But for a pitcher, 300 wins, typically for a hitter, 3,000 hits or 500 home runs is usually automatic. Now, the home run has become more controversial because of the steroid era, etc. But those have been the milestones. And Kirby was on that trajectory when we all know the tragic story and how his career came to a premature end. And Joe Mauer will go to the Hall of Fame, but you have to wonder, had Joe been able to catch longer or been able to play a little bit longer, or play more games. And you look at his career in 04, 35 games, 131, 140, 109, 146, 138, 137, then 82, another big year, 147, then 113, 120, 158 games in 2015, 134 games in 2016, 2017, 141, and then 2018, 127 games. So There were seasons in there where he lost significant time or wasn't available. I think when a major league player is able to play in more than 130 games, that's really impressive. But he did have a number of seasons where he played considerably or appeared in considerably less than that. And even though Joe, worthy of the Hall of Fame, the writers deem him worthy of the Hall of Fame, observers deem him worthy of the Hall of Fame, you still wonder about Joe and what might have been had he had a little more health or a little longevity. Still an MVP. Batting titles out of a catcher position. Did things as a catcher that hadn't been done in the history of the game. So Joe Mauer takes his place in Cooperstown tomorrow and once again being honored. And it's been talked about a lot here on CCO this week, and rightfully so. But Joe did meet with the media and talked with the media about what it meant making it to the Hall of Fame with these other St. Paul guys, Dave Winfield, Jack Morris, Paul Molitor.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's pretty crazy. You know, it's. I know I'll be mentioning them in my speech. I'll give you a little insider here, but you know, to be a fourth St. Paul guy and Chip, you know, St. Paul is a very proud city and a proud town, especially their baseball history. And to be mentioned with those guys, you know, when I was a kid, I got to watch them play in the big leagues. They were some of my favorite players, and you know, as a kid, it gave me kind of a look to say that it's possible. You know, Minnesota's not. You know, I guess the first state you would think would come to mind with you know, big league ball players, but we've had some really good ones, some really good players, some really good people. And as a kid growing up there in St. Paul, watching three guys play at the highest level, winning championships and doing some special things in the game, you know, made me dream and made me say that this could come to reality. So to be mentioned with those guys and, you know, to be in that group is pretty special, and hopefully that can help some young ball player in Minnesota as well. You know, that it can happen, and a lot of things have to go right, but it definitely can happen.
All right, there he is, Joe Mauer. Once again, will be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. The Twins have a huge contingent there, and we'll have more Joe coming up in a moment. Some highlights from his career, and then more audio, including him talking about writing his speech and what he's trying to say in a very important moment tomorrow in upstate New York. It's 13 minutes now in front of 5 here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. So there you go, one of the many highlights in Joe Mauer's Hall of Fame career. And we have a few we wanted to drop in, and I thought this was really cool. Lindsey Peterson, who supervises the newsroom staff, the great newsroom staff here, put this out. And this is really cool. You get a Herb Carneal, the late, great Herb Carneal, a Hall of Famer in his own right, one of his calls, a John Gordon call, and a Corey Provis call. And, well, let's lay them on you. Here's Herb and a Joe Mauer home run.
Crisp in center, a little towards left center for Mauer, and he hits a high fly ball to deep center field. Way back, and it's gone over the 408 sign in center field. So it's 2-1, Cleveland, number 5 for Joe Mauer.
How about that? The late, great Herb Carneal. And then, of course, John Gordon, longtime voice of the Twins, with a memorable Joe Mauer home run.
Nelson facing Mauer at 1-1. Sent by the right-hander. And here's the pitch. Mauer, the fly to left, and well hit. Backing off, it is good! Joe Mauer with a home run to tie the game at 1-1. Touch them all, Joe Mauer.
How about that?
John, how great is Gordon? That?
Yeah. That's good stuff, Herb and John. And then how about Corey Provis?
crisp in center, a little towards left center.
Oh, no, no, that's Herbie.
That's Herbie.
Hit the wrong button. Live radio.
And the 3-2 pitch, a swing to line drive, left center field. That's a base hit. That's towards the gap. Maurer's going to round. He's going to try for two. He slides. He's in with a double. A double for Joe. The number one visible from the Twins dugout. T.C. Bear's doing it now. Another double for Joe, adding to his all-time Twins record of 428. And here comes Twins territory one last time.
And that was Joe's last hit in the major leagues. Pretty cool stuff. One other thing we wanted to bring up from earlier in the week, and Joe and his speech and what he hopes to convey on Sunday in Cooperstown.
Yeah, I think number one, just gratitude, you know, and just so thankful for the opportunities that I've had. The process, it's nerve-wracking, it's challenging because, you know, you try to sum up your 20-year career in 10 minutes, it's hard to do. And, you know, to get to this point, you know, being inducted, you know, it's not something that I did on my own. There's so many people that have had a huge impact on me and have helped me reach this point. And you want to try to articulate that as best as possible and thank these people, you know, because, like I said, there's a lot of people that I need to thank. And if I can't fit it in that speech, I'll be thanking them personally, which I think, you know, is a big impact as well. So. But yeah, you know, trying to fit in as much as I can and just really just so grateful for the opportunity and honored by, you know, a lot of you guys on this call, you know, for thinking my career was worthy enough for this honor. So just a lot of gratitude and a lot of excitement leading up to the big day.
So there he is, Joe Maurer, closing in on his induction into the Hall of Fame. And once again, big thanks to the folks that put that audio together for us, including Lindsey Peterson here at News Talk 830-WCCO.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Mauer going into the Hall of Fame tomorrow. His inductions beat a lot of ceremonies today. The big parade in Cooperstown of the Hall of Fame inductees is today, and it's getting underway very shortly in Cooperstown. And you look at Joe Mauer along with Adrian Beltre and Todd Helton, and then, of course, Jim Leland, longtime Major League manager, will be inducted into the Hall of Fame tomorrow. And it's fun to look back at Joe's great career. And for us here in the Twin Cities, and if you follow high school sports at all, you remember Joe Mauer as an outstanding quarterback at Creighton-Durham Hall, an outstanding basketball player for the Raiders, and then, of course, one of the all-time great high school baseball players. And, of course, instead of following that football scholarship to Florida State or having a chance to play D1 basketball, decided to pursue the baseball career, was drafted by the Twins, and the rest is history. And as I mentioned with Shaletta earlier in the day, for Joe to get drafted by the Twins, break into the major leagues in 04, and spend his entire career in a Twins uniform, 15 seasons in all, is pretty extraordinary. And I think it's fair to say that in this way, Joe Mauer and Kirby Puckett are similar in this respect. Kirby, the late great Kirby Puckett, a Hall of Famer. Joe Mauer will officially become a Hall of Famer tomorrow in Cooperstown. Kirby's career cut short by injury. Joe Mauer's career hampered by injuries. And I think for Kirby, he was on a trajectory to reach those milestones that guarantee enshrinement in Cooperstown. 3,000 career hits and other statistics. But for a pitcher, 300 wins. Typically, for a hitter, 3,000 hits or 500 home runs is usually automatic. Now, the home run has become more controversial because of the steroid era, etc. But those have been the milestones. And Kirby was on that trajectory when we all know the tragic story and how his career came to a premature end. And Joe Mauer will go to the Hall of Fame, but you have to wonder, had Joe been able to catch longer or been able to play a little bit longer, or play more games. And you look at his career in 04, 35 games, 131, 140, 109, 146, 138, 137, then 82, another big year, 147, then 113, 120, 158 games in 2015, 134 games in 2016, 2017, 141, and then 2018, 127 games. So There were seasons in there where he lost significant time or wasn't available. I think when a major league player is able to play in more than 130 games, that's really impressive. But he did have a number of seasons where he played considerably or appeared in considerably less than that. And even though Joe, worthy of the Hall of Fame, the writers deem him worthy of the Hall of Fame, observers deem him worthy of the Hall of Fame, you still wonder about Joe and what might have been had he had a little more health or a little longevity. Still an MVP, batting titles out of a catcher position, did things as a catcher that hadn't been done in the history of the game. So Joe Mauer takes his place in Cooperstown tomorrow, and once again being honored. And it's been talked about a lot here on CCO this week, and rightfully so. But Joe did meet with the media and talked with the media about what it meant making it to the Hall of Fame with these other St. Paul guys, Dave Winfield, Jack Morris, Paul Molitor.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's pretty crazy. You know, it's, I know I'll be mentioning them in my speech. I'll give you a little insider here, but, you know, to be a fourth St. Paul guy and Chip, you know, St. Paul is a very proud city and a proud town, especially their baseball history. And, to be mentioned with those guys, you know, when I was a kid, I got to watch them play in the big leagues. They were some of my favorite players. And, you know, as a kid, it gave me, kind of a look to say that it's possible. You know, Minnesota's now, you know, I guess I mean, the first state you would think would come to mind with, you know, big league ball players, but we've had some really good ones, some really good players, some really good people. And as a kid growing up there in St. Paul, watching three guys play at the highest level, winning championships and doing some special things in the game, you know, made me dream and made me say that this could come to reality. So, to be mentioned with those guys and, you know, to be in that group is pretty special. And hopefully that can help some young ball player in Minnesota as well, you know, that it can happen. And a lot of things have to go right, but it definitely can happen.
All right, there he is, Joe Maurer. Once again, will be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. The Twins have a huge contingent there, and we'll have more Joe. Coming up in a moment, some highlights from his career, and then more audio, including him talking about writing his speech and what he's trying to say in a very important moment tomorrow in upstate New York. It's 13 minutes now in front of 5 here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. So there you go, one of the many highlights in Joe Maurer's Hall of Fame career, and we have a few we wanted to drop in, and I thought this was really cool. Lindsey Peterson, who supervises the newsroom staff, the great newsroom staff here, put this out, and this is really cool. You get a Herb Carneal, the late great Herb Carneal, a Hall of Famer in his own right, one of his calls, a John Gordon call, and a Corey Provis call, and well, let's lay them on you. Here's Herb, and a Joe Maurer home run.
Crisp in center, a little towards left center for Maurer, and he hits a high fly ball to deep center field, way back, and it's gone over the 408 sign in center field. So it's 2-1, Cleveland, number 5 for Joe Maurer.
How about that? The late, great Herb Carneal. And then, of course, John Gordon, longtime voice of the Twins, with a memorable Joe Maurer home run.
Nelson facing Maurer at 1-1. Sent by the right-hander. And here's the pitch. Maurer, the fly to left and well hit. Backing off. It is good. Joe Maurer with a home run to tie the game at 1-1. Touch them all, Joe Maurer.
How about that?
John, how great is that?
Yeah, that's good stuff, Herb and John. And then how about Corey Provis?
Crisp in center, a little towards left side.
Oh, no, that's Herb again.
That's Herbie.
Hit the wrong button. Live radio.
And the 3-2 pitch, a swing to line drive, left center field. That's a base hit. That's towards the gap. Maurer's going to round. He's going to try for two. He slides. He's in with a double. A double for Joe. The number one visible from the Twins dugout. TC Bears doing it now. Another double for Joe, adding to his all-time Twins record of 428. And here comes Twins territory one last time.
And that was Joe's last hit in the major leagues. Pretty cool stuff. One other thing we wanted to bring up from earlier in the week, and Joe in his speech and what he hopes to convey on Sunday in Cooperstown.
Yeah, I think number one, just gratitude, you know, and just so thankful for the opportunities that I've had. The process, it's nerve-wracking, it's challenging because, you know, you you try to sum up your 20-year career in 10 minutes, it's hard to do. And, you know, to get to this point, you know, being a duck, you know, it's not something that I did on my own. There's so many people that have had a huge impact on me and have helped me reach this point. And you want to try to articulate that as best as possible and thank these people, you know, because like I said, there's a lot of people that I need to thank. And if I can't fit it in that speech, I'll be thanking them personally, which I think, you know, is a big impact as well. So, but yeah, you know, trying to fit in as much as I can and just really just so grateful for the opportunity and honored by, you know, a lot of you guys on this call, you know, for thinking my career was worthy enough for this honor. So just a lot of gratitude and a lot of excitement leading up to the big day.
So there he is, Joe Mauer, closing in on his induction into the Hall of Fame. And once again, big thanks to the folks that put that audio together for us, including Lindsey Peterson here at News Talk 830 WCCO.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.